Good morning. This is DJ Noni here at radio.dominican.edu. I'm at the college convention, hashtag College Debate 16, training session here at Dominican University of California. We're going to be broadcasting live from Guzman all of today's events. I have with me this morning the ASDU president, Lawrence Yu. How are you this morning, Lawrence?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. So, Lawrence, can you tell me a little bit about what the college convention program is that everyone's participating from across the United States, right? Can
yes.
you tell me a little bit about it?
So, we have as many delegates as we could get from many states, as you were saying. So, I've met people from Kansas, I've met people from Nebraska, I've met people from Hawaii. So, we have a really diverse group of people here, and we are just all talking about how we're going to engage college students to vote and to really get out there to learn about the politics and about the laws and everything like that.
So let me ask you this. What do you want to get out of this college convention program?
I really want to hear the diverse backgrounds that everyone comes from. I feel like I don't know too much about every state, and I feel it's really important to learn about how states run and why their state runs that way and how and when and where the states are gathering to really educate the population about politics in general.
And what is one or more issues that you are really interested in talking about engaging your peers in?
I'm really into healthcare. I am a public health major, so I'm a double major in public health and health sciences, and I want to be a medical social worker one day. And I feel that without the support of the government for social programs, it's really hard to help people heal and empower people. And I'm really into that, so helping people grow in themselves and really empower the people.
So you're going to be building relationships and having conversations and talking and listening to people around issues of healthcare.
Yes.
And drawing them out on other issues, I'm sure. Tell me a little bit what it's like for you as the incoming president of ASDU. That's a big job, and you're going to lead the school. So talk a little bit about that experience.
I'm really wanting the board this year to continue what Navi, our last president, started. So discussion topics this year, we talked about gun control, Planned Parenthood, and the cost of education. And I really would like to continue the conversations we had this year, touch on some other topics like mental health, healthcare in general, as I was saying, immigration, more and more topics that we can talk about.
So that's going to be your platform going ahead as president of Dominican University of California's Associated Student Body.
Yes.
Two issues came up yesterday when we were talking to students live at the opening remarks. One was a distrust of the general media, the mainstream media, and the other was about building relationships and actually getting to know someone, and even if you don't agree with them, that you know who they are. Talk about distrust of the mainstream media, and is that something that you think about?
I definitely think about that. I believe that media always feeds us lots of outlets. That's why, like, there's so much media on Donald Trump, and that's why a lot of people, like, talk about him, and there's a lot of talk about Hillary Clinton. And there's a lot of talk here about Bernie Sanders, but a lot of people don't talk about him in other states, I've noticed here. And it's really powerful to me to see that just how much media has on people's minds these days. And I feel that we really need to look at see the facts and see what the laws are. I feel that it is powerful. It's a powerful tool, but it also convolutes all the information that's given out. And so this year, as we were talking about the topics, we had little cards that we were giving out to students and everything, and they had little facts that we found from actual sites, and we wanted to use .edu and .org because those are more trustworthy. And we also did our own student surveys here at our school. We asked students to take surveys, and we try to really feed the students what they were saying, and we were trying to educate them on how the real facts of every topic.
So what that sounds like, that moves into the relationship building. You're collecting the information from people on the street, and then you're feeding it back to those people through social media. So it's this conversation face-to-face, making social media more personal rather than a blank face out there.
I definitely think it is that it's really good to relate the students in a way to connect to an actual person, not just to get it from a whole big news platform like Now This, and Fox News has been a really big social media contributor to a lot of students. So the factors that they're getting a lot of their information from there isn't as well as to actually research how it's done.
Right. So if someone is solely getting their information from Fox News or solely getting their information from CNN, the college convention is about broadening that information, getting it from people on the street and sharing it together.
Yes. It's really to find out information from all different types of platforms, not just from CNN, not just from Fox News, which a lot of people are just watching TV now and getting their information from there. They need to really look at all the information that is provided to the community and see where the faults are.
So as my closing question, is there something that you could say that would inspire your peers and peers around the country that are listening right now on Penguin Radio to get out there and have conversations, start talking, and get out there and vote? What would you say as your inspirational message?
I would say get the facts. Look at all the different information that we have, the internet right at our fingertips. Look at what they have to offer. Look at actual books. Look at the magazines. Update yourself. There are a lot of apps coming up, and a lot of us as students have added apps this week. And I feel that people really need to look at what information tools they can get and get as much information as possible, not just to close off getting information just from Fox News or just from CNN, to get the information from many different sites. DIY, do it yourself.
So go out there and seek out information and then take action. Well, Lauren Chu, president of the ASDU here at Dominican University, thank you so much for coming on Penguin Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.